Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Had a nice little night last night. Took my daughter out for her birthday dinner. We like to take the kids out to dinner, like their choice on their birthdays.
Where'd she go?
And well, it's funny because we kind of like try to sway her.
Oh, it's really not her choice then.
Yeah, it's really not. So she was listing off a few places and we're like, oh, but have you thought about this? And what do you think about this? No, I'd really like to go here. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good spot. But boy, this one's much closer. And don't you like this, you know, at this restaurant? And I don't want to name the ones we didn't want to go to.
Oh.
But we ended up at Tapado last night, which is one of my favorite spots.
It is.
Weird how it worked out like that.
It's funny. Yeah, she didn't even want pizza.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
baby.
Like, they have really good beer here.
Uh-huh, yeah, aww. Which I actually got a happy hour beer last night.
There you
night.
Go.
You know, yesterday was a day.
Look at
so
you.
I was just like, I'm going to have a beer on a Wednesday night. So, yeah, we
celebrate your daughter's birthday.
Yeah, pretty much. Happy birthday, honey. Is it happy hour? Is it happy hour? She got some fun gifts. She got those viral... All the kids are wearing them. They're like really big, oversized, sloppy hoodies. Have you seen these
oh,
things?
Oh, yeah. The comfort.
They're like a. It's like wearing a comforter, mm-hmm. essentially. And they're really thick and heavy, and they like go down to her ankles. And this is what a lot of the girls are wearing in elementary school. It's not for me. You know me. I'm like, you know, have some respect for how you look. But, hey, that's what she wanted, so that's what she got. And then we took a major step because this was a TV birthday. We got her own TV for her room.
That's
oh,
nice.
That's exciting.
Which, you know, growing up, that was a you know, big deal when you finally got a TV in your room. So I spent a majority of the evening trying to set that up. And it's funny because it's no longer you just plug it in and turn it on. You got to go through 45 minutes of setting up apps and permissions and logging into all your accounts. And then it like gives you advertisements on the screen and everything. And you got to turn all those off. Buying a TV now is a biatch.
Yeah, it's essentially setting up a phone.
It is. It really is. You got to set all your preferences. Then I'm trying to figure out the Netflix password. So anyway, she was pretty darn excited about that yesterday. So it was a good day. It was a good little evening for us. I saw on the Instagrams it was a great little afternoon for Josh.
Oh.
I saw a picture of you and two dudes, which I'm pretty tapped into sports.
You are.
And I had no idea who those two dudes were. I thought we had a couple new sales guys starting.
That I just wanted to get a picture with?
You wanted to get a picture with? I was like, oh, these guys look nice. Are they starting at the station?
Yeah.
Who was it?
So it was a little meeting of Nathan McKinnon. Heard of him. He's a pretty decent hockey player. I think he'll be all right in a few years. And then Tyson Berry, who was an ex-Avalanche and NHL player for a long time. In his retirement, he kind of got into the beer business. He created his own beer company called Chili Ones. And it's a little play on words. A lot of hockey players have different slang and things. And after hockey games, they would, in the locker room, go, hey, anybody want to go for some Chili Ones afterwards? And he's like, that name.
I love that.
I love it, too. And his name, that name stuck with him. And I tried it.
Do we have some?
Good beer. We do. Yeah, they're actually in the fridge. Good beer.
I'm gonna crack one open.
It's a light lager. And then, obviously, because Nathan McKinnon is known for being such a health freak, really, he also created a non-alcoholic version of it, too. So they stopped by yesterday just to talk about that.
Are they here in the fridge now?
Yeah, they're here in the fridge now.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, so he started...
You guys carry on. I'm gonna get one.
He started talking about those beers, and they could not be nicer. Tyson Berry, I never got a chance to talk with or interview because he ended his career with the Avalanche earlier than... when I started working. And then, obviously, Nathan McKinnon, my idol.
Yeah.
Like, that dude is a hockey god. It was so freaking cool to meet him outside of the locker room. I've had interactions with him the last 7 years of my career here, interviewing him in and out of the locker room. But to see the way he worked and to see the way he talked outside of that, I've never seen Nathan McKinnon smile.
Yeah.
And he was actually happy and started smiling. You grabbed one. There we go. He was happy and started smiling and was talking with me back and forth. And I got a compliment. They both liked my hoodie that I was wearing yesterday.
Oh, that's
nice. So, oh, cute.
It was a great day. Right, there you go. You are actually cracking it open.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
6 a.m.
Jeez Louise. Hold
on.
What is happening?
Glug, 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 glug.
Okay.
Look at you.
If Jeremy's taking a nap halfway through the show. Now
I think
we know
Jeremy
why.
Of old.
That's he's really good.
He's going to start texting Nicole at 8 a.m. You up?
I know. Yeah.
It's pretty good though, right?
I'm not mad at that. That's really tasty.
I like it. Yeah.
Especially at 6:07 in the morning.
I can't believe you did that.
I just want to let you guys know I love you guys. I love you guys so much.
We love you too. We'll drive him home today.
Wasted. Mix 100. Katie came in this morning and you seemed a little wound up. Is it because something's going on in your apartment?
Yeah, kind of.
What's going on?
And it's been happening over like the last week or so, a little more than that. But I just kind of came to the conclusion last night that my apartment is haunted. It has to be. There's no other explanation for it. And a few things that have happened is my antenna. That is the antenna that you put on your wall, right? So it's the flat antenna that is taped to your wall. And it has not moved since I put it up there. And all of a sudden, it just falls while I'm watching TV. And I mean, it not only falls, but then it starts like going back and forth like a pendulum right in front. I know. And I'm just like staring at it like, okay. And then I'm laying in bed the last week and it sounds like there's somebody walking on like the floor above me. The thing is, there is no floor above me. I am on
the top floor
of this apartment. It's at night. It's while I'm sleeping. I'm hearing footsteps on top of the roof, and it just that freaked me out more than the other thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but then the final thing that happened that really just kind of set my apartment is haunted in motion is I'm sitting on my couch, and one of our lovely ladies in the building here gave me a birthday present this week, and it's one of those like wine bags, right? Like the present bag that's for a wine bottle.
It's a thin bag,
yeah.
It's just one wine bottle,
and she got me this non-alcoholic drink that her and her girlfriends had over the holidays, and she's like, oh my god, you're gonna love it. And I was so excited, and this bottle was still in the gift bag sitting on my counter while I'm sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden I hear pop, and I like look around, I'm like, what was that? And I see the gift bag start leaking, and the liquid that was in this bottle was pink, so it almost looks like it's leaking blood. Oh my god!
I was gonna say, wouldn't it have been funny you walk over and it's blood coming out?
It was so crazy, and I'll have to show you the picture of this because I took a picture of it because it just blew my mind. There is a crack all the way up the side of the bottle, and then on the top, there's like a little circle of glass that just popped out, and I was like, how
what is that all
did
about?
This
what a
just
cheap
happen?
Bottle of wine.
And
I
that
know.
Same night, that same night,
dollar
I hear
store
the
wine.
Footsteps again on the roof, you know, the
they
floor
were pissed
that's
that
not above me.
They wanted alcoholic wine.
That's probably what it was, right? They're like, what's this crap? But yeah. I was just like, this, and this just happened. And so now I'm like a little uneasy in my apartment. But here's the thing is it doesn't make me feel scared. If that makes sense. Like, it's not a, you know, a weird feeling where it makes me feel
like an eerie,
unsafe. Yeah. It doesn't make me feel like that. It just makes me feel like there's somebody there. Like, they want me to be aware that they are in my apartment. And this has never happened before, so I'm wondering if a ghost grabbed on to me and came back to my apartment. Somewhere where I was recently. I don't know.
TJ Maxx dressing room.
TJ Maxx up at the waterfall
notoriously
that I went
haunted.
To. Like waterfalls, I mean, up in the Rocky
somebody
Mountain National
drowned.
Park, you know. Like,
somebody could have died at that waterfall.
There's so many people who have been through those parts. So it's just like, I believe in that kind of stuff. And I truly feel like I picked up a ghost somewhere and brought them back to my apartment. If only it was that easy to pick up a man.
I was going to say, Lord knows you can't do that with men.
Man.
Are you laying in bed and you feel like somebody's laying on top of you? Because
no,
that's
not,
a sign of a ghost,
I wish
too.
It was that kind of ghost.
Wow,
no, it's not that kind of ghost.
Okay.
No, but again,
you feel
it's
cold
like,
spots in your place
no,
or anything? Like,
I'm okay. always kind of cold. Like, I have a blanket on me right now. I'm always a little chilly. But again, it's just this feeling that I'm not alone. But I don't feel afraid. I'm just like, are
Talk
you going to...
Yeah. Hi, ghost.
Well, are you going to pitch in on rent? Because
I would start talking
expensive.
To it. Don't they say you should talk to it and become
yeah,
friends with it? So
absolutely.
You should be like, hi, let's give it a name. What do you want to name it?
Oh, I don't
Herbie.
Know.
Herbie.
Steven. No one's scary named Steven.
Steven the ghost.
Let's give him a name that's not scary, exactly. Yeah. I like Kirby better than Steven.
It's Kirby. Ed.
I like Kirby.
I sure. said Herbie.
Oh, Hermie.
Hermie? I don't know
Hermie.
What I said.
I don't know. What should I name my ghost? That's a good question.
Aaron.
Ask the listeners. Text us now. 303-691-1649.
Keith.
What should I name the ghost in my
Keith.
Apartment?
Keith.
Keith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Keith, the ghost.
Oh, my grandpa his name was Keith.
Sounds like a ghost with a lot of chest hair, and he overdoes it with the cologne. He always keeps a comb in his pocket.
He uses the Axe body spray.
Yeah. So Rising Phoenix.
Yeah. Oh, you knew
Keith,
that one.
Are you here?
Have you bought that one before?
I can smell you. That's probably what your ghost sounds like. Hey, what's up, girl?
You think?
Katie was talking about how she thinks her apartment might be haunted. She hears footsteps, a bottle popped, her TV antenna is flying around.
Yeah.
You want to read some of the messages that came in?
They're pretty funny. Somebody said that I should name it Casper because it's a friendly ghost, and that makes me smile. Somebody also said if you talk to a ghost, it's going to lock onto you, so you're not supposed to talk to them, and I didn't know that. I'm very chatty. So
I've never heard that
looking forward to going home and chatting with my ghost, and now I
the
don't
ghost
know
is already
I
there. It's
to.
Already locked in.
I know, and again, he doesn't really make me feel afraid. So
ghost, get out of here.
I'm looking forward to going home and talking to my ghost, but also time for an exorcism, Katie. I was like, maybe I'll make him just do the dishes.
Thinking about that. Josh is very religious. Josh, why don't you go over and perform something?
I'll grab some holy water,
yes!
Splash it everywhere.
Do that. Bring your Bible over, and okay. Let's get it out of there. I'll go burn the, sage?
Incense, right?
Yes.
Or sage.
Sage.
Yeah.
You got to get up in the corners and everywhere, and probably around your toilet, I would imagine. That's probably a big, it's probably a hot spot for...
For what?
Demonic activity.
Demon spirits?
Yeah.
She's releasing the demons there.
Definitely get around the toilet.
Shut up. Ernesto's is my favorite, though. He said, Katie, the ghost is an alcoholic. I was like, well, he's in the wrong apartment.
Yeah.
See, that's why he's mad, though.
Well,
that's
again, he's got to go to my neighbor because they probably got him.
He started to taste that bottle that you had on the counter, and he's like, what the hell is this?
He exercised himself. I'm out of here.
Yeah, but all good suggestions, and yeah, I've got another starting point when I get home.
Yeah, you guys are funny. We appreciate it. Hi, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
It's Heather.
It is Heather!
Hey!
Okay, so Heather texted us during that last song, and you have a recommendation for Katie's ghost situation. What is it?
Yes. Okay, so Anythink's library has the Triets, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go and check out a ghost hunting kit. It comes with, like, an infrared thermometer so you can see if there's any change in the temperature of your place. There is a electromagnetic field tester. There is a ghost box, which is, like, a radio transmitter that can pick up on things. There's, like, a little black light, and then there's a voice recorder so that you can have that playing while you are... like walking around the house and testing. We did my house and we had so much fun with it. Also, I don't think we have any ghosts, but you know, there've been times that I've thought we had, but anyway, super fun. Definitely check it out.
So there's a whole kit you can buy. How much does this cost?
Oh no, you rent it.
Oh, you just rent
it.
Oh,
like a book.
No way. Well, Katie, you should do that.
I should, because here's the thing. I was looking at the Ghost Stops website, and some of these kits are, like, on sale for $100. So I was like, oh, my God, that's a lot of money to just – but to rent it, now that's kind of interesting to me. So how much did it cost you to rent it?
No, you check it out like a book.
Oh, free.
Oh, wait, this is getting better.
Library card.
Okay.
There you go.
I have to do this because I truly think there's something going on in my apartment right now. Like, it's got to be.
Ooga booga booga kid. That's what it is. Heather, thank you for the recommendation. Very nice of you to listen and call us in the morning.
Yeah, of course. You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Heather.
The only thing I would recommend is you don't use the black light.
Oh, whatever. Why?
You know her place is clean.
Exactly. My place is spick and
span. Yeah, you're right. Who am I kidding? This house is clean.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to come back right around 7 o'clock and jump into our Mile High Hype. It's all the big stories of the day. If you were a teenage boy in 1999, you're going to be happy about some OnlyFans news this morning. Heck, if you were a grown man in 1999, you're going to be happy. There's a new restaurant that might be opening in my hood that sounds really, really fun. And then how about instead of a drive-thru window, you have a walk-up window? We got deets on that and more coming up with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix.
Mix 100.
Well, the Beepster's making the news this morning because he broke multiple records at Coachella. Or a lot of people are calling it Biebercella now because the biggest thing. He's the highest paid artist in the festival's history at $10 million. He brought in the highest ever ticket demand. His performance was the most Googled in Coachella history. He's already sold more merch than any other artist over Coachella's two weekends. His brand, Skylark, sold $5 million worth of product over the weekend, first weekend. And then the previous record for merch was $1.7 million. So he basically blew that out of the water with $5 million. I guess he's performing again Saturday night. Is that right?
Yeah, well, there's two weekends of Coachella. He'll first weekend and then second weekend.
Gotcha.
So, but the first weekend, I imagine, is the one that's going to set all the records or did set all the records.
I think he essentially blew out every record they had. I mean, it's the most streamed, the most watched, the most recorded. It was unbelievable.
Makes me so happy.
It has
enjoy
over 105 million views on YouTube.
Look at I love that. It.
I saw some pictures of him riding around on a scooter yesterday, and he just looks like a little homeless kid or something.
Like he's back on top of the world again, you mean?
He had like a ratty, dirty t-shirt on and these giant shorts, and he's just zipping around on a scooter. And they're like, if you didn't know it was Bieber, you'd be like, oh, that poor guy's down on his luck.
He keeps it humble. What do you mean?
He does not look like a multimillionaire.
And that's fashion right now. You were just talking about your daughter wearing the oversized sweatshirts. This is what it is.
I'm wearing a dirty t-shirt to work tomorrow. I'll tell you that much right now. All right, get this. American Pie star, air quotes, Shannon Elizabeth is on the cusp of a new beginning. She just filed for divorce from her husband, and she announced that she's joining OnlyFans.
I love this for her.
And her page goes live today.
Good for her.
Nobody knows how much she's going to show, but we've seen it.
Well, she's already showed it.
We've seen it.
But it's been a long time since you've seen it, and she deserves...
They're just a little lower now.
The black bar is a little...
She deserves so much, because Hollywood has trying to take everything from her, and I can totally relate to having other people decide your future. It sucks. So for her to take everything into her own hands and make the money and keep the money and be her own boss, way to get it, Shannon Elizabeth.
Who's deciding your future?
It's amazing. I'm just saying, when people are in talks of what your future looks like, and that's what she said, is she was so sick of people deciding what's going to happen to her that's why she did this, because she wanted to keep all the money.
I'm going to take my top off.
Well, they were telling her to take her top off anyway, but then they wanted to keep the money. So she's like, no, if I'm going to take my top off, give me those dollars then.
That's why she got the divorce.
It doesn't matter. Not matter. I'm happy for her. I hope
she said this is a new chapter. It's about changing. It's about showing off a more sexy side that nobody has seen, and being closer to my fans, is her quote.
Nobody has seen.
We've seen.
I feel like that might have been my first movie that
you saw.
I think that might have been. Not a bad start.
Not a bad start. She's pretty.
She's beautiful.
I'm trying to think of my first nude scene in a movie.
Airplane?
I think it might have been Terminator.
Oh.
I think. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Huh. Anyway. Katie, you going to join OnlyFans?
Oh, no. No. No, that's probably not the route that I'd go.
Probably a good idea.
You might make a fortune. You never know.
You know, like, she absolutely has what it takes to be an OnlyFans model. So I say, get it, Shannon.
Get you some money.
What's the
sports stuff?
This is a really cool story that dropped last night. Englewood residents and company Stomp Athletics was on Shark Tank last night, and they actually got a bid from Mr. Wonderful himself. So Stomp is a company of two guys that started a couple years ago because they're basketball fans. Katie, you'll love this. They are just humble guys that like to play basketball, like rec centers and things like that. And the lead man, who is named David Gonzalez, was saying he was slipping all over the court. And instead of licking your hand and then rubbing your shoes, which is what everybody does, everybody that has played basketball has licked their fingers and then rubbed it against their shoe to try to get some kind of grip. He's like, that's so unsanitary.
That would be my OnlyFans page, actually. Me licking my hands, rubbing my shoes. Please continue.
He created a mat that creates friction on your shoe and essentially gets all the dust and crap that is on the court off your shoe in a much cleaner way, and then gives you grip so you're not slipping all over the court.
Yay! Hey.
So those are, this is different. Those sell for hundreds and hundreds of dollars that go to like NBA companies and teams. This
yeah,
is for
we've
the,
had them at the high school when my son plays basketball.
This is for the everyday man that has it for himself. You can literally put it on the tongue of your shoe and just rub your foot against the tongue of your shoe.
How neat.
And
oh,
it gets grit.
So it's small.
Yeah.
It's small.
It's individual sales, yes. And so they went on Shark Tank yesterday, pitched their idea, and Mr. Wonderful himself gave them $50,000 for a 15% stake in the ownership. So
there you go.
I like that. I think you're going to start seeing these all around now. They said they already made $250,000 of revenue this year. And
good
so they're going to keep on going. And
I'm
going to
get me some just for walking around the office.
Just
get
do it.
You
you're not going to slip anywhere.
I'm not going to fall down ever.
Yeah, they're
ever
going for
again.
Like 15 bucks, dude. So
yay.
Why not?
Can they use this for the elderly?
I bet you could.
That's a good idea, actually.
I think I smell an expansion here.
I think so, too.
Into the Dr. Scholl's market.
Dude, hit them up right now. They are only going for basketball right now, so
ooh,
hit
really,
them up.
Really make
old
money.
Old people are falling for these.
65?
You can pair it with, you can pair it with a life alert.
Yeah.
So, you know, just in case.
Double
you can
package.
Press a button. Exactly.
David Gonzalez is going to be like, what is going on?
We thought
get this
it
guy
out
on the
you.
Phone immediately.
I
he's
got
to expand into old folks' homes.
So, yeah, that episode came out last night on Hulu. Go check it out. It's good, yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, how about that Sheriff, huh? Peyton Manning, he might be slinging food next. So word coming out of Littleton is that the sheriff's teamed up with the restaurant group to bring a new spot to the area of Santa Fe and Mineral. So it's called First Street Farms. It's 15,000 square feet, and it's going to include an event venue, recreational space, and a football field. Oh, my God.
Of course
it
is.
Awesome.
In the restaurant, they're going to have a football field. I don't even know how they're going to make this happen.
Who
but
cares?
I cannot
tell me they
wait.
Throw the food at you.
I hope so. Well, it looks a little classy, actually. They're really focusing on, like, farm-to-table type stuff. Again, First Street Farm, so it just sounds bougie, right? But the fact that they're going to be including a lot of different things, like they call it the resource area. So they're going to have all kinds of stuff within it. And I love that because, you know, up in Broomfield, Bender's is a lot like that. It's a restaurant with a hockey rink in it. We've been up
which
there quite
so
a few times.
Sweet.
Such a good spot, too. So this, I think, is along those same lines. And I love that Peyton Manning is going to be a part of it. Now, it's not 100% confirmed just yet. This is just what they proposed to the city of Littleton a couple days ago. So news came out that they asked to have that restaurant there at Santa Fe and Mineral. But
dude,
how
so that's close to me, and I want to get over there and have him throw a chicken wing right into my mouth.
Yes.
Do it.
Well, and people were
hit me up, Peyton.
With the Manning Steaks and Spirits, because everyone was like, oh, yay, but that's not Peyton Manning. That's a completely different family.
Different family.
So now,
cousin.
Littleton.
Also very good restaurant, though.
Really good restaurant, but get ready, Littleton. It actually looks like it may happen. And then
I've seen Peyton Manning at my Starbucks out by my house. He wanders around my hood quite a bit.
You said you just see the sheriff driving around and stuff.
He was in a, oddly enough, a Bronco when I saw him. And he had his big cup of coffee, and he winked at me again. He went, and he winked.
Does he do finger guns?
No, he's a winker. I told you, he winks a lot.
Oh.
He winked when he was here at the radio station.
Oh.
And I saw him. He looked at me right in the face, and he goes, and he winked, and he got some hand sanitizer, and he walked out.
Oh.
I was like, Sheriff!
Wait a minute, I just want to say hi. Okay, and then one more. New Chick-fil-A debuting in Denver. We've got a lot of them, so that's not really news. But this one is drive-through only, and they're also going to have a walk-up window. So this Chick-fil-A is going to be right around like 40th Avenue in Denver. And this is fun. This is fun.
I like this.
If you dress in a cow suit, you'll get a free entree.
Tell me more.
Or a free kids meal. So they say if you do go check out this new walk-up, drive-up Chick-fil-A, you see a bunch of people in cow suits.
Grab
don't
my
be alarmed.
Udders. Grab them.
Don't be alarmed. They're just getting free food. So.
Well, I found another thing for my OnlyFans page.
Here's your Mile High Hype, Jared.
There you go, guys.
Make it weird.
Picks 100.
I got to rave about my kiddo here for just a minute. This kid, my son, I don't know how he does it, but he can just make money like, boom, nobody's business. Super quick. He's really into his 3D printing.
Uh-huh.
And so he's constantly printing stuff, and he goes to all these craft fairs and events, and he walks away with $500, $600, $700, you know, for
what?
A Saturday.
For him.
He's making really good money with his 3D printing.
Is he saving it at least? Or
yeah, we're doing that whole thing where we're making him like, you got to save some of this. This is real life.
$200 for yourself, $500 away, something like
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, which is like pulling teeth for a teenage boy. He's like,
you have all that.
I want a mountain bike. I want an electric bike. I want this. I want that. I was like, no, buddy, you got to save a little bit. So anyway, he had to buy some new filament and things like that. And, you know, we order it on our Amazon account. So he's like $100 in the hole with us right now just because he's had to order some product. So we told him that, and he's like, oh, man, I go with you guys $100. And I was like, yeah, you do. So what he did over the past couple days is he printed a bunch more stuff, and then yesterday him and his buddy grabbed a wagon, old school wagon, loaded up the wagon full of 3D printed things, and went door to door. And within about an hour and a half, he had $100.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Went out and made that money.
I was like, are you sure you want to do this? You probably don't want to bug people. Like, nah, let's not. He's like, I'm gonna make you money back.
That is amazing.
I was really impressed.
You should be. He went old school, door to door, face to face, like interactions with people.
This is pure like entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Type attitude. I mean, like, I think, was it Buffett or Cuban went door to door selling trash bags as a kid?
I think it was Mark Cuban.
Could have been Mark Cuban.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's his story.
It reminds me very much of that. Maybe it was newspapers for Buffett. It doesn't matter. He's just got that spirit in him that he's like, give me an hour, I'll go make $100. And he does. And I got to start taking notes from this kid.
Well, you know what, Dad and Mom at home? Give yourself a pat on the back because he didn't just wake up one day and do that. You instilled that in him that,
I think
you know,
so.
If you need to make that money, it's up to you. Guess what's not going to happen? $100 isn't going to fall from the
exactly.
sky.
Exactly. You got to work for it.
You have to go out and make that happen. So way to go, Dad.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. Yes,
know,
it was all
like,
me.
Okay, actually.
Actually,
yes.
It was all me.
Yeah, amazing.
I was very impressed by it, and you know, not to toot my horn even more about him, but they went to a house where a woman left a note on her door that said, "Please don't ring the bell. I'm going through chemo," and you know, only if you're like you need a signature for something, but please, I'm trying to rest. And they left a bunch of stuff at her doorstep. They just left her a bunch of things. And I was like, damn it.
It's like tear up almost.
I know. Yes. I was kind of getting a little choked up just talking about it right here. But I was like, that was really, really nice of you. I'm
She's
very
proud
of you.
She's probably going to wake up and be like, what is this random
She's
dragon?
Gonna be like, what is all this junk? Who left all this junk in my front
it's
floor?
It's very sweet, but what is happening here?
But, you know, he came rolling in and he opened up his little wallet and he gave me cash. And, you know, on top of that, he did text me about halfway through. He's like, hey, can you send me your Venmo QR? And so I was like, sure. So I'm getting like pinged on my phone, you know, $5, $10, $30. Like people were just whoop, whoop, sending him Venmo. And he was selling his stuff. So I'm really proud of him.
You should be.
He's
you
a good kid.
Way
he's
to
our,
go, kid.
He's our good Bubba, for sure. He's our Bubba boy.
Oh,
so.
The Bubba.
Little Bubba.
You call him Bubba?
We do.
Yeah?
Yeah, from time to time. Bubba. Bubba.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a Bubba in my family, too. My brother, the baby, is Baby Bubba.
Baby Bubba?
Yeah. So he's like 6'2", 220 pounds.
He's a big Bubba.
We call him Baby Bubba every time I see
Does
him.
Does he go to door to door and sell things, too?
I'm sure he used to.
Isn't that funny? I feel like, does every family have a Bubba?
Every family has to have a Bubba.
Every family
right?
has a Bubba.
Come on. That's like a nickname that is passed down from generation to generation. We have to keep Bubba going. Josh,
Josh, do you have a Bubba in
do
your
you have
family?
A Bubba?
I can't say that we do.
What?
So I'm looking at you like, really? Do we?
Yeah,
the
I feel like every family.
You.
The Bubba can't stop
no,
with me.
No, the Bubba can't. We need to call you Bubba now.
Okay.
Your nickname
you like
needs
that?
To be Bubba.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Bubs. What up, Bubs?
I've literally never been called that, so
no?
I don't know. I
yeah,
don't know.
We've got a nephew that is a Bubba.
Really?
I know a couple of kids at school that are Bubbas.
Yeah.
But it's not short for, like, you know, Bubba, like Bob is short for so-and-so.
No.
No?
My brother's name is Logan.
Oh, what?
So, but we just call him Baby Bubba.
I've never heard this.
I just went out to dinner for my birthday with my bestie and her cousin, who we also call Bubba.
What is happening
yeah,
right
so
now?
There, I feel like there has to be a Bubba.
Your family was too high class for a Bubba.
Too bougie for Bubba.
Those you got Valor kids in your family. There's no Bubbas in Valor
yeah,
families.
What are the nicknames you give each other? Like, what's your nickname growing up? Do you
like
have
high,
one?
Like caviar.
Nothing? Grizz.
Yeah.
You called each other Grizz? You
no.
all have the
Jesus.
Same last name.
They just called me Josh.
Louis Vuitton.
Or Schwa. Like, what, you, Schwa.
I called him
Schwa.
Yeah.
Or,
Shua. I call him Shua. That's my
I'm
nickname
trying to
for
think.
Josh.
I didn't really have a nickname for my family. No, they just called me Josh.
They just
Joshua.
Call you the names of the men on the paper money, like Grant. Hey, Grant.
What's
up,
Betty?
Washington?
No, we had Benjamin's
Yeah, they're
here.
Too high end for they're too high end for Bubba's Katie. You gotta know who you're
Bubba.
Talking to. They had a maid. They had a house cleaner.
I never had this. Yeah, I really didn't.
Your dad? No one called your dad Bubba?
No, well, let's not get into that.
No, absolutely not.
Let's not get into
Katie,
that.
Katie, we called him Father.
Father?
Father. Mother, where's Father?
A gold-plated toilet needs Mommy, washed,
where's
Father.
Daddy?
I don't think I want to call you Bubba. For some reason, that makes me uncomfortable to call you Bubba. Because it's almost like, I don't know, another dude calling like another male friend Bubba. I don't know.
It's relationship-y,
It's relationship-y.
Yeah.
And then I'll get people talking.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want that. We can't have
we
that.
We already have had that, so.
I don't know.
Bubba.
Bubba, yeah.
Oh, because you know how that's how we do it. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Bubba. I'm not, nope, that's not it.
Oh, Bubba. Ooh.
No.
Oh, Bubba.
It is time. Let's light up these phone lines. Give us a call to play 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios to play Fast Five. All brought to you by our good friends at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Here's how it works. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you and start that annoying 10-second timer. And within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you could pull it off? You think you have what it takes? Well, I want you to call right now, especially if you've never played before. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, for those of you who have never heard it before, Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, well, you've asked for things like five laptop brands or five sports where you don't wear shoes. The one that won it yesterday was five seasonings that start with C, and Sam was the big winner for Fast Five yesterday.
Dude loved cinnamon.
Yeah, he did. And celery root.
You want to call in? Come on, I'm looking for the newbies. People have never played before. Hit me up, bro. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, and it's a heck of a prize this week. What are we playing for?
Well, we're sending you to Red Rocks, and you're going to see the one and only Wiz Khalifa. That is April 19th, which is this Sunday, so that's what you're winning when you win Fast Five today.
There
Yay.
You go. Good luck, everybody. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. Josh is in the next room trying to get everybody on hold here. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. It looks like Miguel. Hi, Miguel.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, buddy. What are you doing today?
Nothing too fun after work. Just picking up the kiddos.
Yeah.
Taco night tonight for dinner.
Yeah. Oh, now you got our attention.
Taco Thursday, even. You're changing things up.
What are you making with them? Beef, chicken, what?
No, just a little bit of chicken and then probably a marg or two.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, you have to have a marg with tacos.
You like, have to.
You have to.
Oh, man.
You have to.
Well, let us know what time we can be over. All right, you ready to play Fast Five?
Let's do it.
All right, buddy. No cheating, no help, okay?
Never.
In 10 seconds, give me five actors that have played James Bond. Go.
Pierce? I think it's like, I don't know this. Yeah. I don't know anyone else.
Well, there's a lot of them. I think there's like one,
there's
two, three, four,
there's
five,
a few.
Six. I don't know, six or seven. Six, seven. Miguel, thank you for trying. You have a great day and enjoy those margaritas.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Later,
Bye.
Buddy.
Bye, Miguel.
Marissa.
Hello.
What does my note say? Ditching kid at school? What does that mean?
That means I'm getting rid of her over there.
Yeah.
Getting her out. Get her to school.
Mom was on her last nerve right there. Like, I'm getting rid of my child.
Is your kid a handful today?
No, she's always good, but mommy needs a nap today.
Okay.
Mommy needs some margaritas and a nap.
Totally valid.
Seepy mommy. Why are you so tired?
Well, I'm trying to save all my energy for these Wiz Khalifa tickets. So.
Oh, yeah. There you go. We'll get you up to Red Rocks. We'll get you a little contact high while you're up there.
Rest up for it. That's smart.
All right. What do I have for you? Your letter is I. All right? I. In 10 seconds, give me five bands or artists that start with that letter I. Go.
Oh, my gosh. That's the worst one I could have gotten. Ice Cube.
Yep.
Iron Maiden.
Yep. Well, you got two.
Oh, man.
I'm going to hold on to that one.
Don't say anything.
That was a good one. That was a hard one.
Yeah. That is a good one.
We do play Imagine Dragons. So.
Imagine Dragons.
Marissa, you go get some sleepy time. Say hi to your pillow for us, all right?
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Ta-ta for now. Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. I've got brisket here. We're going to try again. How
All
are
right.
you guys?
Well, we are super dupes, of course.
Did you say that baby's name is Brisket?
Yeah, we've talked to Andrea before.
Yeah, I love yeah. that.
Andrea, I know. Tell me something good going on in your life.
All the things, all the kid things and work things and everything is great. We're hoping that we don't get a super hard category today like last time.
Well, we don't know what, you know, I don't know what you know, essentially. Like, I don't know what would be easy for you or what would be hard.
I don't know either. Let's well, give it a go. Say hi, Brisket. Hi.
Hi. Hi, you little smoky kid.
I love that your name's Brisket.
This is his other brother,
happy.
Sweet Baby Ray.
I know.
This is my daughter, Traeger.
We call this one punk, pork roast.
Weber, actually, is our other kid's name.
Weber, that's
Are you
so
serious?
Cute.
No, I'm totally kidding.
Okay, damn it, I wish you were serious.
I was too. I was hoping.
That is fantastic.
I was hoping.
Weber and Brisket. So good. Okay, what did we give you last time?
You gave us, like, five companies that have an animal in them.
It was in their logo.
Really
so you've, how long ago was that?
Oh, like 2 months.
Okay. So you've had time to think about it. So in 10 seconds, give me five companies that have a logo. Oh. No, that have an animal in their logo. Ready, set, go.
Animal cookies, Cheetos, Sausage Flakes.
Sure.
Trick, Honey Nut Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios, and...
Are we accepting a bee as an animal?
Well, yeah, a bee's honey nut an
Cheerios.
Animal.
That's an insect, right?
Well, but still, like, I think we can categorize it. It's just the kind of animal. We have mammals,
Frosted
we have insects.
Flakes
like, an insect
a
is a kind of animal, I believe. Here, let's
Absolutely.
Ask Google. Is a bee an animal?
Josh, are we accepting bees?
Yes, a bee is an animal. Specifically, bees are invertebrate animals belonging to the something. Class Insecta is what it says here. So
I think bee would have been your fifth one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm saying they got
we
it all
did
day.
It.
I didn't say you did it yet.
I'm saying you did it, Andrea, but you gotta convince Jeremy here.
I'm the one that's got the winny win button over here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If I were there, I would take your hand and force you to push the winny win button, and then we'd fight over it, and it would be amazing.
Hey, Brisket,
and then we'd end
loud.
Up on the floor rolling around, and then you'd kiss me.
Oh, stop. No. Not in front of Brisket.
Brisket, close
stop.
Your eyes.
Stop.
No.
Your mother's all over me.
No.
Put Brisket on the phone.
Oh. Okay. Say hi, Brisket.
Hi.
Hi, Brisket. You got a good mom?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about your mommy?
She's just nice.
She's super nice.
We love nice mommies. Yeah.
Are you doing good in school?
Yeah.
All right.
What's
good.
Your favorite subject, Brisket?
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. Reading.
Oh. Reading?
Oh, good.
That's good.
Good. Read lots. It'll
we
make you
love
smart.
That.
We like reading here.
Yes.
Brisket, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Say, Jeremy, please hit the Winnie Win sound.
What?
So tell me to hit. Go ahead.
Please hit the wind
down. Do it, Jared.
Okay,
come on.
Just for Brisket.
Brisket ass nicely.
He's twerking in the back seat.
Oh, who doesn't? Who doesn't twerk in the back seat?
Twerking Brisket in the back seat.
Wait until he's in high school.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. All right, Andrea. I gave you Bumblebee for the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Amazing.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to tell you about your Wiz Khalifa tickets. Probably a concert you don't want to take Brisket to.
Yeah.
So you go have a date night, all right?
Awesome. Thanks a million.
Oh, thank you for having some fun with us. There we go, everybody. We got a winner today with Fast Five, and we'll be doing it again at 7:30 tomorrow morning. So have your little briskets call in, too.
Mix 100.
Well, the city is totally abuzz right now with all the playoff action going on. And your Denver Nuggets are going to be having their first game on Saturday. And we would like to send one lucky Mix 100 listener off to the game, courtesy of JKJ. There's all sorts of stuff surrounding that game, isn't there,
Oh, yeah.
Katie?
Well, I mean, the Nuggets.
And the Nuggets.
Yeah, honestly, the playoff hub right there at nuggets.com/playoffs. I mean, that's a place for everything. Mile High Playoffs. They've got weekly trivia, prizes every Friday, and Base Camp Fan Zone at Ball Arena. That's a great way to be a part of Mile High Playoff action. So claim your pass now. Again, get to nuggets.com/playoffs. But we're going to give away a pair of tickets, and we are so excited about it. Because this is playoff fever in the Mile High City.
Playoffs?
And to be a part of game one, to get things going, like, ooh, and against the Timberwolves, such a heated rivalry. The Timberwolves, not again the Timberwolves.
I know.
But you get to be there, part of it, and so we're excited to be able to hook you up today.
So here's how this is going to work. We've done this in the past. It's been about a year since we've done it, and we absolutely adore this contest. We want you to call in and give us your best Nuggets announcer voice.
Yeah.
All right? You can announce Murray coming out on the court or
Blue
Gordon.
Arrow!
Or you can announce that guy with that weird sweat paddle thing that goes out and rubs the court. I don't care who you're announcing. I always wanted to do that job. Does anyone else want to do that?
The big court sweat.
Mop up the sweat.
You mop up the sweat. Announce that guy.
It's a
good
job. Might
give you more points.
Not Bruce Brown the Cowboy.
No. CD. Sweat guy.
You want court
Your
sweeper guy.
Your Denver Nuggets sweat guy.
Hey, bring whatever you've got, because we want to hook somebody up with a pair of these playoff tickets. So.
Yeah, we'll have a little competition. Your best Nuggets announcer voice. So call now to participate. We'll get like, six people on the line. So let's get things started. Who we got? We got Rob. Hi, Rob. Good morning. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning.
All right. You big Nuggets fan?
Yes, sir.
All right. What we need from you is your best Nuggets announcer voice. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Go.
Denver, get on your feet and make some noise. Some Rocky Mountain thunder. Welcome to Ball Arena and the peak of the NBA season. You're standing a mile high where the air is thin, the game is fast, and the pressure is strictly for the visitors. Championship swagger is back. The Mile High City is ready to rumble tonight. We don't defend our home court. We dominate.
Wow.
I like that.
Wow, you got a whole script.
Yes,
I like that.
You did your homework.
You got that right.
Yes, sir.
Now I can't stop.
Five.
Oh, he's
Let's
still going.
Ready for your Denver Nuggets.
All right, Rob.
Rob, that's how you started out.
That's good.
I think Josh is right. You're going to be talking like that the rest of the day.
You got to be all excited, too. Like, take that L on the way out.
Right?
He's going to roll into Starbucks. I need a vintage latte. All right, Rob, do not hang up.
Whip.
Hey, whip. Rob, don't go anywhere, okay? Hold on. Raymond. Hi, Raymond. Good morning.
It's Ramon.
Ramon, even better. Hi, Ramon.
Hey.
Hey, you ready to participate?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, ready, set, go.
And now, straight from the locker room toilet, Mr. White Man, the person who wipes every sweat off the floor after every play, Mr. White Man, and a special offer we're offering tonight at Nuggets game. The towel that he wipes all the sweat will be given away at the end of the game. That's right. Here at Mile High Stadium, Mile High 5280.
Well, wrong stadium, but that's it.
You really want the wipe guy, though.
My hand was hovering over the dump button here because I didn't know what you were going to say there, white man. Ramon, hold
original.
On, buddy. Hold on.
Original.
Don't hang up. I'm going to make a note. Wipe man.
Mr. Wipe Man.
That's better than sweat guy, I guess.
It is.
I thought he was like literally going to have a guy wiping. Never mind.
For a minute, I thought he was going to go a different direction with it.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Twee.
Hi. How's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. We're just loving this contest. It's just so ridiculous. Are you ready to participate? Have you been practicing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm on traffic right now, so let's see what happens.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. It's all you, girlfriend.
Nuggets Nation, ladies, on your feet. If you have a crush on our one and only Jamal Murray, let's hear it for a man.
Mm-hmm. Number 27.
Get you some Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, Blue Arrow.
Honey.
Oh, Maul.
Look at Tweez going for the sex appeal.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Katie's Tweez. Favorite.
Wow. Hey, they're cute. They're
oh, yeah. God, I have to hear about Aaron Gordon all the time.
Well, and
or
Jamal's
not Aaron
having,
Gordon.
No,
who's
Aaron
the guy
Gordon.
With the, yeah,
yeah,
the underpants guy?
Yeah, yeah, but no, Jamal's having the best season of his career. So, you know what? Shout out to the Blue Arrow. Good job, Tweez.
All right, Tweez. Yeah. We're going to let you take a deep breath. Don't hang up, okay? Hold on. Who else we got? Oh, another lady. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girl.
Hey. I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited to have you. Twee was really good representing for the ladies so far. You think you can beat her?
Yeah, it was respectable. It was respectable, but I think I have her.
Okay. Trash talk.
I like that. Bring in your A game, Ashley.
All right. Ashley, yes. The airwaves are yours. Go ahead.
Nuggets fans, get on your feet and let's hear it for the starting lineup for your Denver Nuggets. Jamal Murray, Christian Braun, Aaron Gordon, Cam Johnson, and Nikola Jokic.
Okay. That was correct, too.
I loved that.
It's your starting five.
Your energy when you said Denver Nuggets fans, like...
Mommy's on it.
Mommy's on the phone.
Yeah. Mommy's trying to win some playoff tickets. You know, mommy beat.
Get away from mommy.
Ashley,
right now.
That was impressive.
It's really
I like
good.
That a lot.
Ashley, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Let's hop on over to Chris. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. Are you smiling at least? Is this kind of fun?
I'm not going to lie. It's interesting. It's definitely fun.
All right, good. That's what we're going for, bud.
Yeah.
All right. You are coming on the heels here of two really good ladies, so the floor is yours. Go for it.
I appreciate it. I don't know if I'm going to be as good as the first guy. The first guy was killing it.
He had a whole script. It's all right. You do
Rob
you, bud.
Came to play.
You do you.
So
go.
We are coming from Denver, Colorado, where it's sunny, where it's rainy, from Denver, where the summer... Where it's summer in the morning, winter by lunch, where your tires are confused all year, slower than your uncle at a barbecue, somehow faster than your defense, number 15. He doesn't run, he arrives. Give it up to Nikola Jokic.
He doesn't run, he arrives. That's good.
Slower than your uncle at a barbecue, kind of... Kind of gave me goosies.
Where your tires are confused all year. Like, all of it was so funny.
Chris, that was a solid line. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
It was memorable.
Okay, you know what?
This like
is awesome.
This a lot.
All right, Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you. All right, well, you're our last contender, so it's up to you to end it
on
top.
Come
on,
saving the best for last, Elizabeth. Let's go.
You got it.
Alrighty, here we go. Ballerina, are you ready? Voice of one, two, three. Get up or get out the way for the Denver Nuggets!
Okay.
The rattle in the throat.
That was a little Speller, Kyle Speller right there.
It sounded, you were very Kyle Speller-esque.
I liked that.
Wow. Yeah.
That one made me smile for sure. Yeah. Elizabeth, hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Dude, these are too good. These are good.
All fantastic. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play one song, 2 minutes and 40 seconds. We're going to have a little powwow here while the song is playing and decide who's going to win these Nuggets playoff tickets. All right, we are in the middle of our Nuggets announcer contest for playoff tickets, Saturday's game, Ball Arena. We narrowed it down to three off the air, three people that we really liked. Ramon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy, you didn't make the cut, but it was awfully nice of you to participate and call in this morning. We appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ramon.
Well done, sir. You have a great day. Twee.
Yes.
You're adorable, but we didn't pick you. Darn it.
That's okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go Nuggets.
Let's go Nuggets.
Thank you for entertaining us, Twee. Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah, take care.
Okay, bye. Chris.
Yes. Yes, sir.
We didn't pick you, buddy. But I want to give you the most honorable mention for the line about being the uncle at the barbecue
slow
or whatever
the
you
barbecue.
Say. Slower than your uncle at a barbecue. I don't even know what that means, but that's great.
Really
no, no, it was slower than your uncle at a barbecue, but somehow faster than your defense.
Okay, whatever.
That is so good.
All I envisioned was a drunk uncle at a barbecue.
It was so good.
Chris, thank you for the laughs and the smiles. We appreciate you participating today. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, we got Rob, Ashley, and Elizabeth in the running for the tickets. So, Rob. Rob.
Yes.
All right, buddy.
Yes.
We need one more try from you, okay? We're going to narrow it down and pick a winner. So give us your one last effort at this.
At center, 6'11", from Sombor, Serbia, the two-time and future MVP, Nikolai Jokic. Coached by David Adelman.
There's more.
Your Denver Nuggets. And now, give us your best. Let's go Nuggets!
There it is.
Let's go Nuggets!
Let's go Nuggets! Rob, hold on. Don't hang up. Ashley!
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. All right, did you tell your goofy kid to stay away while you finish this up?
Yeah, there's two of them now.
Right. Oh, gosh, they multiply.
My mommy's yelling.
Double whammy.
I'm like, mommy's yelling just for fun. Yeah. I'm mad.
Mommy still loves you. Ashley, yes. This is your final chance. Give us one more announcer voice, all right?
Nuggets fans, get on your feet and show some respect for your Baron of Bounce, your hoop master. He'll take the Timberwolves, or should I call him the Timber Puppies, down and be laughing all the way. That's right, your Joker, Nikola Jokic!
The kids screaming!
The Timber Puppies is my favorite.
Ashley, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up.
Ashley.
Elizabeth.
Yep.
All right, this is your final chance for playoff tickets this Saturday. Can you do it?
I can. I think so.
All right, it's all you. Go.
Ballerina, give it up for Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, Christian Braun, the Denver Nuggets!
Damn it. That's good. Elizabeth, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Hold on. I can tell you right now.
Ashley, and
line one is
right?
probably gone,
I know,
right?
Sorry,
line
one's Rob.
Sorry, Rob.
Rob, I'm sorry, dude. The ladies kicked your
they
butt.
Came
so
to play today.
We're going to let you go, buddy. But thank you so much. You did really good, man.
Yes.
You did really good.
Right on.
Thanks right, for playing. Bye.
See you, Rob.
Okay.
Jeez, man.
What do you guys think between line four, line
Loved
five,
them
line five,
both.
Line four? Who's on which one? Who's on which one?
I'll come out and say I like Ashley.
Okay.
Okay.
Katie?
I'm going to like Ashley.
You like Ashley?
I did. I kind of do. Yes. I'm sorry. Elizabeth, you were great. Like, both of you ladies made me smile.
Elizabeth,
so big.
You were great. You were really
You're
good.
So good.
You got a lot of passion, girlfriend.
Yes, thank
you. Got a lot
you.
Of passion. Thank you for calling
thank
in and participating.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Well, yes, it is unanimous. Ashley, you had me
Ashley!
At Timber Puppies.
I'm so happy.
Ashley, yeah, you're going yeah. to game one.
Yeah.
I'm traumatizing my kids over.
It's all right. They'll recover. It's fine. Yeah, well, you better get on it and find yourself a sitter because we're going to give you two tickets to the Nuggets
oh,
game.
Oh, yeah, I'm on it.
Good.
I'll leave my husband behind if I have to.
There you go. Grab a girlfriend and go.
Exactly.
Screw
ladies,
that
not.
Guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of my husband, could you make this a podcast so he can hear my...
Oh,
it's going to be It'll be up by the end of the day, okay?
Yes.
So good. Ashley, you need to brag about this for the rest of the day,
yeah.
the week, in fact.
I absolutely will be.
So good.
Yeah.
Good job, Bobby.
Hey, listen, give your kids a shout-out, too. What are their names?
Their names are Harlan and Clementine.
There you go. Good kiddos.
Yeah.
So cute. Ashley, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back and tell you how to get those tickets. Congratulations. Have fun, all right?
Mommy won ticket.
Mommy won tickets.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thanks, Ashley.
Mommy just won tickets, kids.
That was sweet.
Mix 100.
It is time for PMI. Three stories to send you on your way for the rest of the day. A positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who had the pee today?
I got the pee.
Anyway.
It has to do with food, so it's already positive. But, you know, everything's kind of a little expensive right now, and meat is right up there with some of the most expensive stuff. Something that where I'm from is catching on to help people save some money, and I love it. Have you ever heard of a meat raffle?
No, but I want to learn more.
You too.
What's a meat
to
raffle?
Know all about this. So typically, folks from the Midwest do it, and my mom is a sucker for a good meat raffle. So she'll
that's
call me
heard.
And she'll be like, I won the beef bundle. Like she'll
that's
be
what
so
I've
excited.
Heard.
But here's the thing. You go to like a bar or a VFW and they usually have these things once a week and you roll in and you buy a raffle ticket, right? And then at the end of the night, they'll draw those tickets and they've got the beef bundle, the chicken bundle, the pork bundle, the seafood bundle, and somebody wins each of those. So a ticket's like $50, you know, so you'll be, you know, coughing up some change, but it's for the chance to win a huge bundle worth
you know
hundreds
what? I like
of dollars.
This.
It is so much fun, and it really makes you feel like a winner.
Yeah.
Like I can't, my mom will ride that high all week long.
She will like, ride that beef bundle
I
like
am
nobody's
the
business.
Beef bundle champion. Like she gets so excited about it. But again, the
How
Midwest.
How much beef are we talking
well,
in this
again,
bundle?
Like, you could get hundreds of dollars worth of beef, and with beef being so expensive right now, probably even more. But you'll get multiple roasts,
like half a cow?
Some steaks, some ground beef. Some burgers that are already formed for you. So usually, yeah, it's
That's
like a
awesome.
Whole bunch of different beef products or chicken or pork, and then you win them all. So they're catching on, though. Like,
who brings this in?
What do you mean?
Like, where are they getting all this meat from?
It's
Is
usually,
it some guy in a, like his trunk or
well,
something?
Well, okay, so for my small town, it's Skyview Meats, right? And so the guy who runs it does this every week. And I don't know if that's how it works in all the small towns, but that's how it
they
works in
guy.
My small town. So you got a meat guy.
They got a meat guy.
You got
right.
a meat guy, and the bar gives him a kickback. Like,
how you doing?
You
My
know,
name's Brent. I'm a meat guy.
50% off on all your well cocktails. Like, that's what he gets in exchange for the meat raffle. I don't know.
So
I'm
you got
just
a drunk butcher in it.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that? Yeah. But I just love it because, again, let's save
like
some money. Let's have some fun. And if you want to start your own meat raffle, well, there you go. There's an idea for you.
Well.
Have fun with it.
Can you just
fun.
Proclaim that at like work one day? You stand up in an all staff meeting and be like, hey guys, I'm going to start a meat raffle.
Yeah.
Who's with me?
I bet you the sports guys would be Hair all in. About that meat raffle. So
we got a big meeting
that.
Today. I'm going to bring it up.
You should.
All
yeah,
right.
I'll back you up.
All right. Let's do yeah. it. Let's bring our
Hot
meat.
Hot dogs for everyone.
Josh, what's the minus?
Well, stop me if you've heard this before. A woman out
stop.
Of Florida.
Oh.
It's a Florida woman story. Well, she was caught speeding. And she was going through a residential neighborhood at three times the speed limit. She was caught going 123 miles per hour through this neighborhood before the cop was
That's
finally.
More than three times, isn't it?
Well, she,
isn't residential's 25?
No, residential's
20? 25.
Oh, so more than three times.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so the cop finally catches up to her and goes, why? Why were you doing this? And she goes, well, I'm in a sports car. I thought because I was in a sports car, I was able to go this fast. That was her logic.
That sounds like something I'd say.
That is a Katie
that
story. So this is exactly who I thought of right when I read this story. I go, this
oh
has
God.
To be Katie. Katie, were you
Do
in Florida
you
recently?
Know? Yesterday,
with your meat bundle?
Yesterday, I was actually getting a tan, and I was late for my appointment, and I pulled into the tan parking lot going like 20, taking a left.
Oh,
I mean,
Katie.
I was flying right next to a cop, and they looked at me and shook their little finger, and I rolled down my window. I'm late for my tan. Like, that's what I said.
And he let you
so
go for that excuse?
Like he didn't pull me over. I don't know if it's just because I ran into the tanning salon so fast, and he didn't want to wait for me.
He
but
probably
he
saw your meat
me
bundle.
Over.
Oh, he said, I'm good.
Let this one go. It's a big meat bundle. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. Italy just made history, becoming the first country to offer paid leave for workers who are caring for their sick pets.
Aww.
Little fur babies. I feel like I need to change the music for this. Here we go. It all started back in 2017. A librarian in Rome fought for time off to care for her sick dog and won. She argued that under Italian law, letting an animal suffer is a crime, so forcing somebody to choose between work and their pet put them in it's an impossible situation. So now workers can take up to 3 days a year to care for their pets. Now, there are rules. The pet has to be microchipped and a vet has to confirm the situation is urgent. So you can't just go wandering into your boss and say, hey, my cat is coughing.
My cat's depressed. I need to stay home.
Yeah. My goldfish is like floating a little funny. Italy has over 60 million pets, so it seems like there might be a lot more sick days taken in the future in Italy.
Good for them.
I know.
He's a little puppy. He's so sick.
I like that they're giving them the option to stay home and take care of it.
I need to stay home, Mama.
Too much of feta.
My little hamster, he's no good.
See, you got to stay
home for
that. He
looks like a little meatball laying there. He's no good, Mama.
Won't even run on his wheel.
No, the wheel, the little Hammy won't run on his wheel, Mama. I cannot go to work.
It's cheese wheel.
Oh, I think a little Hammy might be dead soon.
Oh, no.
Oh, I gotta call my boss. Somebody give me some marinara.
It's so silly.
There's your PMI today with JKJ at MIX.